This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawdil emphasizes importance of collaboration among all to drive development. Secretariat meeting of CPN-UML underway at the party central office. Minister for Forest and Environment, Oyin Bahadur Shahi Thakuri, leaves for Azerbaijan's capital, Baku, to attend COP29. And at least 17 people killed in railway station blast in Balochistan province of Pakistan. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawdil has emphasized the importance of collaboration between the government and political parties to drive socio-economic and cultural development. Speaking at a special program organized to mark the Iron Man of Nepal, the late Ganeshman Singh's 110th birth anniversary in Kathmandu today, the president highlighted the significance of good governance and intensified development work to build public trust. President Pawdil praised late Singh as a bold, hard-working and far-sighted leader whose forecast often proved accurate in Nepali political development. He urged everyone to remember Singh's contributions to Nepal's democratic movements. The president also called for effective implementation of government policies and programs to ensure justice for the marginalized. He emphasized the need to create opportunities for young people to realize their dreams within the country. The much-anticipated upgrade of the Trivan International Airport, TIA, commenced yesterday night. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, is undertaking a comprehensive expansion project focusing on the parallel taxiway, international apron and hangar apron. To facilitate the construction, the airport will undergo nightly closures from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. daily. This nightly disruption is expected to last for approximately 5 months. In the light of the TIA closures, the government is accelerating efforts to fully operationalize Gautam Buddha International Airport in Bairahawa and Pokhara International Airport. Several international airlines such as Fly Dubai, Jazeera and Thai Air Asia have already announced regular flight schedule from Bairahawa. To incentivize airlines to utilize the underutilized international airports, the government has unveiled an attractive package of concessions. This strategic move aims to lessen the pressure on TIA and enhance Nepal's overall aviation infrastructure. Minister for Forest and Environment, Oyin Bahadur Shahi Thakuri, has left for Azerbaijan to attend the 29th edition of the Conference of Parties, COP29, to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. The World Climate Event is being held in Baku from November 11th to 22nd. Secretary Dr. Deepak Kumar Kharel and other high-ranking government officials have accompanied Minister Sahi. Climate change adaptation, loss and damage, climate finance, technological development and transfer, and issues of least developed countries, LDC, will feature significantly in the COP29. The ministry has prepared a position paper on climate change and impact in Nepal. The Himalayan issues, loss and damage, and climate finance are prioritized in the paper. This year, Nepal is having the highest delegation led by President Ramchandra Pawdil in the COP29. President Pawdil is scheduled to address the high-level inaugural session of COP29 attended by the world leaders. Even a separate high-level session will be conducted by President on the 13th of November. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal, Chen Song, reaffirmed China's commitment to Nepal's development and prosperity. Speaking at Bhawani Vidyapeeth Secondary School in Parbat District yesterday, the Chinese ambassador highlighted the strong bilateral relationship between the two countries and expressed willingness to support Nepal's infrastructure, energy and education sectors. The Chinese ambassador also emphasized the importance of Korala border crossing in Mustang District and China's readiness for its effective and smooth operation. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. An explosion at a railway station in Pakistan's Balochistan province has killed at least 17 people and wounded dozens more. Pakistan's Police Inspector General Mozim Jal Ansari told AFP News Agency that the death toll would possibly grow higher. Police said another 46 wounded in the blast at the Kota railway station had been transported to a local hospital. The explosion happened as passengers waited on a platform at around 8:45 a.m. local time today morning in the capital of Balochistan's province, which borders Afghanistan and Iran. Pakistan's largest and poorest province, resource-rich Balochistan, is home to separatist militants. Militants have in past targeted energy projects with foreign financing, most notably from China, accusing outsiders of exploiting the region while excluding residents from the profits. One of the militant groups, the Baloch Liberation Army, frequently claims deadly attacks against security forces or Pakistanis from other provinces. In August, the BLA claimed responsibility for coordinated attacks by dozens of assailants who killed at least 39 people, one of the highest death tolls in the region. Former U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said Democrats might have fared better in Tuesday's election if President Joe Biden had exited the race sooner. Pelosi, one of the most powerful politicians in Washington, told the New York Times that had the president gotten out sooner, they might have other candidates in the race. Her remarks are the latest finger-pointing from Democrats after the party lost hold of the White House and potentially both chambers of Congress. Pelosi is widely reported to have led Democrats push to oust Biden, who ended up leaving the race at the end of July after weeks of pressure following a poor debate performance against the president-elect Donald Trump. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. President Ramchandra Paudal emphasizes importance of collaboration among all to drive development. Secretariat meeting of CPNEML underway at the party central office. Minister for Forest and Environment Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri leaves for Azerbaijan's capital Baku to attend COP29. And at least 17 people killed in railway station blast in Balochistan province of Pakistan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.